You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I was thinking more about as the players sit, and this might be related to where they are in the standings. Jack Caglione's, and this is every player who's been in rehab for them, the slowest injuries on the planet this year. Michael Massey's been in rehab for 6 months, well,
He had a new injury. That's what happened there. He was rehabbing something else, and then he had a hairline fracture in his wrist, I think. So that was a different injury. But yes.
So unfortunately for him, he's been on. But like Jack Caglione hasn't even started a rehab assignment. Asked around. The expectation would be that Jack Caglione would start a rehab assignment this week. Okay, good. Or later this week, early, you know, sometime the next 7 days would start a rehab assignment. And then I started thinking about all the guys they traded for. Grichik and just like the way that they're, and Yastrzemski is their leadoff guy now all of a sudden in two of the last three games. And like the way that they've been structuring things, it's like, these guys are going to play. Is Jack Caglione's spot in the lineup safe when he comes back?
No, he's not guaranteed an everyday spot. Not this year. We're talking about.
So what do they do with him? They play him part time, or they send him down to AAA and make him play because he's got to play every day, man.
Yeah, we have these conversations. A lot. Stuff sorts itself out. So in the next 2 weeks, let's call it, of a rehab assignment or a week of a rehab assignment for Cags. One, what does he look like in AAA? Two, are the Royals still in it on September 1 or August 26th or, you know, whatever time frame you want to give? Are they still in it to where they need Yastrzemski? You know what I mean? Because this year's team is still in it. Where they want to give Grichik bats. Or is it over and it's like, well, might as well give the young kids some
at-bats. If it's over August 30th, then Jack Caglione should hit as much as possible.
That's what I'm alluding to, 100% with you. Yeah, exactly. So I think some of it sorts itself out. Are there other injuries? Here's what Vern, by the way, said this morning on with Fesco and Dusty about Cags.
Andy Rogers reported during the road trip that he could go on a rehab assignment as early as this week. That's been the latest update, but we'll talk with both JJ and Q coming up today at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, hopefully he's in Omaha this week, put together a good 2 weeks in Omaha, maybe join this team coming up at the end of the month. That would be my assumption.
So that was Vern this morning with Fesco and Dusty. I think he will have to perform well, but also depends on truly where's the team standing in the standings for the postseason push, if that's still a push.
I'll be honest. Let's say they're three games back, four games back. They're obviously going to try to make the postseason this year, even if they're four games back on August 25th.
Yeah, but if the thing goes south and they're six or seven.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, let's just say they're in the same range they are now. Where technically it's mathematically possible, but things are looking dicey. There's no universe in which I wouldn't just make Jack Caglione the full-time starter again. You've already started that process.
I mean, I'll tell you who I wouldn't be playing. I wouldn't be playing, you know, John Rave, and I wouldn't be playing MJ Melendez. It would either have to be Yastrzemski or Cags, and it can be both, by the way, based on the outfield. You can have Yastrzemski play left, right? You could, and you could have Cags be in right field.
And Grichik can just be the Sunday starter or the twice-a-week guy or the move around. There is no universe that I would not be playing Caglione full time. He is still too important of a player for 2026. And let's just say you are 3.5 games back, 4 games back, August 25th. For all the things that we started the show with, to be like, what makes you think this team could do that? Your best chance still to jumpstart the offense is Jack Caglione just gets white hot and starts plunking the ball over the fence every night. You know, your better chance of finding all of these things still exists inside that window for me. I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, I don't think his spot's guaranteed. Asking around a little bit, like, hey, would he be? And essentially the answer I got, Gold, was, hey, when Jack Caglione is off his rehab assignment, let's say it's 2 weeks from now, later this week he goes on a rehab assignment, he rehabs for a week, everything's fine. So 2 weeks from now, Jack Caglione's ready to play. That was the way I phrased it. Is his spot safe? And the answer to that I got was, depends on how other guys are playing. As in, if Yastrzemski and Grichuk are hot, and Rave's hot.
That makes sense to me.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I think it should be his spot no matter what. I think that you've just kind of made your bed with this one. I understand he's not a vet. A vet would just get their spot back, right? If you're just already an established good major league player, wouldn't really matter how the other guys are playing.
But I mean, if you're in a playoff, if they're still actually in a playoff push at that point in time, and realistically, and someone's performing well and helping you win games, that guy's going to stay in the lineup. I mean, I have no problem with that. Long term, I mean, we will be talking in spring training next year about Cags clearly being the starting right fielder for the team, and I'll be very excited about his 2026 campaign. But right this second, the reality is he obviously hadn't performed good enough. And if Yastrzemski is playing well and the team is in the hunt, then I want the player that's playing better. The question is not about who has the higher ceiling. Duh, it's Jack Caglione.
Yep.
It's for a final 30 games, who gives you the best chance to win? Not what we think that player can do, but who gives you the best chance to win? And if we're in that spot in 10 or 14 days where it's clear that it's Yastrzemski, then that's fine, even though there's no long-term future.
Here's the other part I would do. I would get Yastrzemski and Cags and these other guys. I'd put them in the DH spot, and I'd get Salvador Perez an extra day off. Man's playing. We said this from the beginning. I know that I ended up missing the show because I got stung on the lip by a yellow jacket.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I know we were going to talk about it, and you and I talked about it individually. He's playing too much. He comes up last night, Target Field, a place that he's absolutely raked his entire career. He can't play like that at that level this entire time. It's just, it's too much. There's a window of like DH to catcher. And like, if the choice is give Salvi a day off, Luke Maley has to just catch and then we move it, fine. It's when like Maley and Salvi are in there together, it feels like it bogs down anything you can do in the late innings. You can't replace Maley, so he has to hit. No matter how big the spot is, he has to hit. And like that becomes a big challenge versus if Salvi just gets the day off and you need a late inning pinch hit, Salvi can come in the game then. Play part of a game, Maley doesn't have to hit in a big spot, and you get the better lineup in there. I would just find a way to play Jack Caglione every day. When he's healthy and ready, I'd find a way to play him. We'll have JJ Piccolo join the show tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of just sorts
about it a little bit.
To me, it just sorts itself out though, and like it'll be pretty obvious in 10 or 14 days, however long his rehab stint needs to be, you know? And I'll also be curious, AAA, we know he dominated AAA. Does he go on this rehab assignment, and the Storm Chasers' first game is tomorrow. They're off today. It's a Monday. And then the Storm Chasers play tomorrow back in Omaha. So that's when I'm guessing you'll see his first game in a rehab assignment. Does he just crush it immediately in Omaha? And you're like, okay. Or is he all of a sudden, is there a problem down there? Like there's a lot of things that come into play here to change the potential outlook for this year. This is not about a long-term outlook. We're talking just for this final 35, 40 games, whatever it is at this point.
Go back and see him in Omaha again.
I don't think I'll be driving to Omaha with Dusty for the rehab assignment. I don't think that'll be in the cards.
See, this energy I don't totally understand, which is from the 620. Okay. Says there's a better chance Jack completely ruins his confidence rather than gain it. So he's like this. I don't like he's going to get more confidence by playing in AAA.
AAA does nothing for him. He's got a rehab assignment because that's a normal thing, but AAA in general does nothing. AAA doesn't do anything for you. He's doing the normal rehab assignment. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. You're asking why it's taken so long. They're going to be really cautious. I mean, it is it is still a future piece for them.
Would he be playing by now if they were two games up in the wild card?
No, I don't think so. I think a soft tissue injury, it's also still summertime. You're dealing with like... You're not going to rush that. All of a sudden, he comes back too quick, and then he's done for the year, and then you just wonder if you screwed something up bigger and needs a longer rehab in the offseason. Like, you know, there's no reason to do that. I don't think it matters whether a team was five under 500 or five above from a recovery standpoint. Now, to what you're asking there is a question I would have with Cole Reagans. If this team at the end of the month is out of
it,
does Reagans pitch again in 2025?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.